At the Supreme Court today, the justices approached a major tax case with a great deal of trepidation. The justices' caution is likely justified because their eventual decision could severely limit congressional options in enacting tax policy. And that outcome could cost the federal government trillions of dollars in corporate taxes. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's case is widely seen as a preventive strike against Senator Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax. Not that her proposal has any real chance of being enacted. The tax under the microscope today, though, was enacted in 2017 in part to fund President Trump's massive corporate tax cut. Called the Mandatory Repatriation Tax, or MRT, it imposed a one-time tax on offshore investment income. For Charles and Kathleen Moore, that meant they owed a one-time tax of $15,000 on an investment in India that grew in value from $40,000 to more than $500,000. The Moores paid the tax and then challenged it in court, contending that it violates the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which authorizes Congress to impose taxes on income. Today, their lawyer, Andrew Grossman, told the court that the federal government can only tax income that is actually paid to the taxpayer, what he called realized income, as opposed to what he called the Moores' unrealized income. Chief Justice Roberts noted that the corporation certainly has realized income, and Justice Sotomayor asked about the many other ways that investments are taxed even though there's no payout to individuals. These include everything from real estate partnerships to law firms.
Why do we permit taxing of individual partners when a partner doesn't have personal ownership, doesn't get the value of the partnership, yet we've permitted that tax?
Thank you, Justice Sotomayor. A partnership is a fundamentally different form of organization than a corporation.
Justice Kagan pointed to the country's long history of taxing American shareholders on their gains from foreign corporations.
Congress, the U.S. government, they wanted to make sure that Americans didn't kind of stash their money in the foreign corporations, watch their money grow, and never pay taxes.
And Justice Kavanaugh chimed in with this observation.
We've long held that Congress may attribute the income of the company to the shareholders or the partnership to the partners.
Defending the tax, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar faced a grilling from both Justices Alito and Gorsuch. Here, for example, is Gorsuch.
I'm just asking what the limits of your argument are, and it seems to me there are none.
Well, I certainly think that Congress has broad taxing power. The court has said Congress has plenary power. It can tax people just for existing.
Still, by the end of the argument, Prelogar seemed at least to have assuaged some of Gorsuch's fears.
The reason why I would strongly caution the court away from adopting a realization requirement is not only that we think that it is inaccurate, profoundly ahistorical, inconsistent with the text of the 16th Amendment, but it would also wreak havoc on the proper operation of the tax code.
Indeed, former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who shepherded the 2017 tax bill through the House, made a similar point in September, warning that if the MRT is invalidated, it could unravel a third of the tax code. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.